Okay. Today is Daf Ayin, Daf 70, 70th blot of the Sechtes Bava Kama. We're on the top line of Daf Ayin. Omri Nahardoy. The Nahardoyim said, this is really a new topic. It's related to what we said yesterday. Yesterday and even the day before yesterday, we had Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody's makdish, if somebody steals an item, he can't be makdish it. Why? It doesn't belong to him. The owner can't be makdish it. Why? It's not in his rishos. That was Rabbi Yochanan. So Omri Nahardoy. The Nahardoyim say, Lo kazvin an urkisa. We don't write an urkisa. What's an urkisa? Rashi says harshah. What's a harshah? Basically, it's a document that gives you the power to exercise the rights of somebody else. Like a power of attorney. So, lo kazvin an urkisa amataltali. We don't write an urkisa. We don't write such power of attorney regarding metaltalin. What does that mean? So, it's a machlokas rishonim. Rashi seems to say that we're talking about a pikadon. Do me a favor, watch my stereo. Watch my stereo, it's very expensive. Watch my iPod. It's very expensive, it's brand new, it's the latest model, and I have to go away, I don't want you to watch it. I am not allowed to appoint somebody else to go get it back from you. That's what Rashi says. He talks about a pikadon. The Ramban and others say, no, it means talking about a theft. You stole the iPod from me. And now I don't have the ability, whatever, the time, the energy. So I'm gonna hire him or pay him or make him a shliach to get the iPod back from him. That you're not allowed to do. Amitalpon. Why not? Amar Rav Ashi la Meimar. Rav Ashi says to Meimar, my time, but why not? Amalei mishum to Rabbi Yochanan, because of Yochanan's rule. To Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'lonis yaishu abaylim. As long as there's no yeyush, shneim ein yichol lahaptish. Neither of them can be maptish it. A stolen item. The godson can't be makdashit, it doesn't belong to him. The owner can't be makdashit, it's not in his possession. How can an owner make somebody a shliach, a power of attorney, to go get the item back, it's not in his possession? How can I make you a shliach to go get the item back from him, it's not in my possession? How can I make you a shliach? That's what the Gemara says. Now, when I read this Gemara, I was like, what? Why can't you make a shliach? So what is not in your, so what? Why can't I make a shliach? Now I make a shliach? Right? Listen, the item's over there by him. You're much better. You're a much better negotiator. You're a much better schmoozer. I'll have much better... I'm out of town. You go get it back for me. Whether it's a pikadon like Rashi, whether it's a stolen item like Ramban, what's the difference? Why can't I make a shliach? Can I make a shliach because of Yochanan's rule? It's not in my possession? So what? So we'll answer that question in a minute. Ikedi Amri, others had a different version of Rabbi of this idea, which is slightly more understandable. Ikedi Amri, Amri Nahardoi. The Nahardoi, you know what, let's answer that question right now. What's the big deal? Why can't you make a shliach? Why can't you make a shliach? The Rashi asked that question. The Rashi says, I don't understand. The Kayamon Makala Torah Kula, we have a rule, Shlucha Shlodim Kamozo. Shlucha Shliach. Im Kane. Madua im asu shliach below kinyan yachal hayalomalo lav bal devarim didi at. We're gonna have it in a minute. You're gonna go to the guy, and the shliach is gonna go to the guy, and the guy is gonna say, "Who are you?" And you're gonna say, "I'm the shliach." And the guy's gonna say, "Lav bal devarim didi at. I have no litigation with you. I have a litigation with the owner of the item. I stole it from him. I'm been watching it for him." Who are you? What do you mean, who are you? I'm the shliach. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. Who are you? I don't have anything to do with you. Why not? Says the Rush. Hello, pi ha-shliach ki pi ha-bailim. The mouth of the shliach is like the mouth of the baal, no? The imkein, ha-yilana lomar shadai b'shliach. The shliach should be good enough. The tirat ha-rush, the Rush answers, sheyesh lachush, we're afraid, sheha-mishaleach yivatel shlichuso. That the mishaleach is going to be mevatel v'shlichus. And what's going to happen? This guy now has no power to continue to get the item back. So what's going to happen? The innocent, let's say it's a theft, whether it's a theft or a pikadon. He says, all right, I stole it, I got caught. All right, I'll give it back. The guy said, the chef, to get it back. A strong-armed guy came to my house to get it back. All right, I'll give it back. Now he gave it back, but it wasn't a chef anymore. Now what's going to happen? The owner's going to go to the ganav and say, no, where's my item? He says, what do you mean? I gave it back to your shliach. Him? He wasn't my shliach. Right? The Ravid drives home the point even further. The Ravid says, we don't, how could we, how could, maybe the guy will die. And if the guy dies, it belongs to the Yarshim now, not to the Shliach anymore. The Shliach, who knows who the Shliach is? We don't trust him. We don't know who he is. Just because he said, I'm the Shliach, he has a document. He could have forged it. So the Ganav, or the guy who's watching the item, says, I don't want to give it up to the Shliach. So many things can happen while he's not really a Shliach. Maybe the Shliach was Mevatel, maybe the owner died. Then I'm stuck paying it again. I'll have to give it to this guy, because he says he's a Shliach. I'll have to give it to him. And then when the real guy comes, I have to give it again. I'm going to be fighting court to give it again. So that's what the Rishonim say, why we don't write such a document.
What?
I know, I hear you. I hear you. What? That's only by a get you can't be vital shlichus. By a get you can't be vital shlichus unless the sheikh knows about it because of a nichshol. She'll think she's divorced, and she's really not. Here it's just money. What's the nichshol? There's no nichshol. The nichshol is money. So that's a terrible thing. We don't want to lose our money, but there's no mamzer am I going to be born? Nothing like that's going to happen. Oh, he paid money for no reason. It's not a wonderful thing, but it's not a nichshol. You should just know that the Shach and the Bala Itter, they disagree with this whole thing. They have a different pshat, what's going on. The pshat is that the owner's allowed, the Ghana for the Nigzal just has a right to say, I don't want to negotiate with anybody but the Baal himself. Maybe for these reasons. And every shlichus should be out the window. You know, every question of shlichus. What if the guy died? What if he was about the shlichus? Right? Yeah. Ah, so then you have a. You mean he wants. So what if I go? What if I go? Yeah. And I'm a nice guy, and I paint your house. Paint your house, made your house look much nicer. No, then I send you a bill. You have to pay that bill.
No.
Well, do you? You might have to. No.
I'm
actually off. You didn't ask me to do it, but I went ahead and did it, and then I send you a bill. Right, you have to pay. Oh, so what do you mean? I did that. I got the item back.
Yeah,
the guy stole it, and I got it back for you. Right? I was zochel. I did a good thing for you. I was zochel. Adam shalom b'fana. If I got the item back, you might have to pay. It might work. Okay. Ikad yami. Others have a different version. Amri Nahardoy. That Nahardoy said, "Lo kutzvin an orkitsa amatalta de kafre." No, you know when you don't write. You know when you don't write a power of attorney. When the guy who's holding the item denies it. He denies it. In other words, I call you up, I say, Simcha, where's the iPod I lent you? You never lent me an iPod. You never asked me to watch an iPod. What are you talking about? I didn't steal from you. What's the matter? What are you slandering me for? In such a case, then we don't write a power of attorney. Why? Says the Nahardoyim, Taima de Kafre, because he's denying it. The Mechzi Kishikra. It's going to look like I'm writing that I'm going to allow two people or one guy to go to your house to get the item back. The whole thing is a slander. You deny the whole thing. The whole thing's a slander. Avalo kafre. But if not for the guy, if the guy doesn't deny it, what does he say? Well, he lent it to me, or whatever excuse you come up with. Doesn't deny it. You don't deny you have it. I do have it. But he sold it to me. Oh, sold it to you. That's why I have it. Oh, so then we'll have to go to Beis Din. All right, I can write this document now. We have a dispute. You say, I sold it to you. I say, you stole it from me. But if you deny the whole thing, then I'm writing a document. It looks like a bunch of slanderous. The kafre, the nefzik kishikra. Avalo kafre, kasvinan. If not for the fact of that, we will write such a document. Famina hadoi, urkisa. If a document says, delo kasiv bay, it doesn't say in it, zil, don, vizachi, v'apak lanafshach, you, Mr. Shliach, who is going to have this document to go to the house to get the item back. If it doesn't say that you're zocha it to keep the item for yourself, less be mishasha, it's worthless. My time of why? Mishum da amalei, heich lav bal dvar ziat. Who on earth are you? You're going to come to the door and you're going to say, hey, I'm here on Reuven's behalf. You're here on Reuven's behalf? Who are you?
So the shliach can take the stuff himself?
Yes, yes. But we're not going to hold like that. That's what this one, the Amar, says. Amar Abaya, not only that, because of Beilo Mechza L'Shlishru L'Urvia, what if it says you only have a half interest, or a third interest, or a quarter interest? It's also good. Migu, the Mishtoi Dina Apalda, Mishtoi Dina Kula. Since you have a half interest, you can exercise the other half's interest. Amar Amemar, Amemar says, not only that, Itafas, if the owner, if the Shliach grabs it, Lo Mafkinan Mine, we don't take it away from him. Rav Ashi Amar, Kivan de Kasvile, Kol de Bisani Mendina, Kabal Salai, Shlicha Shavya. No, says Rav Ashi, this is how we paskin. Once you say, I'm going to exercise all the rights of the owner, you're like a Shliach. The Ikadami Shutfa Shavi, others say, no, you're like a partner. Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Limit Vas Paga. If you're a partner, you get half. You're a partner. If you're not a partner, if you're a shliach, you get nothing. The halacha is shliach shavi. You are a shliach. The Rif says these three words. Hilchas shliach shavi were not written by the Amoraim. It was inserted later by the Gaonim. Okay, whatever it is, you're a shliach. That's the end of the discussion. Very difficult Gemara because the bottom line is that the question is better than the answer. Why can't you appoint a shliach to exercise your rights for you? Why? What's the problem with that? Why can't you? So we said the Rosh and the Ramban the Raivid questions are better than the answer. All right, we're going to move on to the next Gemara. This is actually nice, much easier. Okay, here we go. There's a halacha in the Torah called Kimle Midravamine. If you do an act, and by doing the act, you're also an act of paying money, but also you are chay of death. The halacha is you will get the death and you will not have to pay the money. Even though the money is going to a private citizen and death is being taken care of by Beis Din, that private citizen is losing out. Right? You burned the guy's house down on Shabbos, so the house is burnt down. You don't have to pay the guy for the house. Why? Because lighting a fire on Shabbos is an issur d'oraisa. And you're gonna get skila for that, you don't have to pay the guy's house. Okay? Now, Gonav al pishnayim. Let's say you steal an item on the basis of two witnesses, v'tavach u'machar al pihem, and then two witnesses say we watched him sell it or slaughter it. Oh, or al pishnayim acherim, or two other witnesses saw the theft, and two other witnesses saw the sale or saw the slaughter. Wasn't the same two witnesses? Does that make a difference? Should that make a difference? It's going to be machlokas in the Gemara. But right now, the Mishnah says it doesn't make a difference. Mishalav d'shumei bava chamisha. You pay 4 or 5. Why? Because two witnesses saw you steal it, and two witnesses saw you sell it. So you pay kefel dal v'hei. Gonav umachar b'shabbos. What if you stole it and sold it on Shabbos? Did you do a malacha? Well, we're going to talk about carrying the animal on Amud Beis. We're assuming you didn't do a malacha. What about selling it? Selling it's not a malacha. It's an issur d'rabbanan. It's not a malacha. We're allowed to sell something on Shabbos, min haTorah. We've been d'rabbanan out loud, we're going to write it down. Well, I think you did it. That's why Tavach is not in this list. Because slaughtering, you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. That's not on the list. That's not in this Mishnah. That you're not allowed to do. Ganav umachar b'Shabbos. Ganav umachar la'avodah zarah. I sell it to the church. That's an issur to sell it to the church? Well, I don't know what they're going to do with it. That might not be an issur d'oraisa. Assuming it's not an issur d'oraisa. Ganav v'tavach b'yom HaKippur. What if you sold it or shechted it on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, there is no malacha. There's no such thing as malacha. You're not allowed to do it. But that's why tavach now was on the list. What happens if you do a malacha on Yom Kippur? You get kares. Kares, no such rule as kim lebim dominated by kares. No such rule like that. So therefore, if you shecht an animal, if you steal an animal and you shecht on Yom Kippur, you will pay dal v'hei. Why? There's no kim l'dravine. Ganav mishel aviv. Let's say you stole it from your father. Umacha v'tavach, and you shechted it. Umacha, or you sold it. V'achakach, and after that, meis aviv. Now your father died. There's no real chiddush to this case. The point is, Ganav umachar v'achar kach hichdish, and you will machdish it. Either of these two cases, mishal d'shomer above a chamisha. You pay 4 or 5. It might be different if your father died at a different point, because if your father died at a certain point, you're going to become a yorish, and you might not have to pay yourself. So you don't have to pay yourself. But if there are other brothers, that the Gemara is going to discuss it. But b'pashtus, there's no chiddush here in this case. these cases, no chiddush at all. Ganav umach uvetavach lirafua. Let's say you shechted it or sold it. I'm sorry, ganav, you stole it vetavach and you shechted it lirafua. I only shechted it for refua. What do you mean for refua? To get some medicine out of it. So what? Right? Oh, the klavim, or I shechted it for dog food. So what? Yeah. You shechted it. Why? I don't know. Right, but that was your intention. The answer is so what? It makes no difference. Hashokeg, if you shechted it, benimtas trefa, and it found out that it was a trefa, not edible, you're not allowed to eat that, it's a trefa, it's going to die in 3 weeks. Or, hashokeg chulin ba'azara, or you bring it, I don't know why you did this, but for some reason you stole it, you bring it to the grounds of the Beis HaMikdash, you shechted it there. So it's not a carbon, it's chulin in ba'azara. So what? Mashallah, enter shalom, yabba v'chamisha. You pay 4 or 5. Rav Shimon poter b'shnei elu. Rav Shimon patters you in the last 2 cases. Why? Because it's shechita that's not roi la'achila. The shechita did not make it roi to eat. That's why in the case of the dogs, or the case of the refua, what was your reason for shechting it? I don't care what your reason is. By shechting it, did you now make it edible? Did you now make it edible by shechting it? The answer is yes. What about by trefa? By shechting it, did you make it edible? The answer is no. That's why there was a shayla, we had the shayla like last week or 2 weeks ago. What about a ben pakua? Ben pakua does not require shechita. So what if you shecht it? Shechting it is not what made it edible. It's the preferred Mishnah. Shechting is not what made it edible, the fact that it was born. You're allowed to eat that even without shechita. Right? So that would you pay, the Torah had that suffix. Would you pay 4 or 5 on a ben pakua? Okay. Lema masnitin de loker Rabbi Akiva. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Why not? The Rabbi Akiva held the following thing. The Amar, Ha'amar, it says in the Torah, Dover. Where does it say that? It says, Lo Yakum Eid Echad Be'ish. You can't have a one witness. You're not allowed to have one person be a witness. L'chol Avon, L'chol Chatos, B'chol Chet, Asher Yechete, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Al Pishlosha Eidim, Yakum Dover. When you want to make a testimony, about a davar, about a matter, you need 2 edim. Says Rabbi Akiva, it says davar velo chati davar, not half a davar. The Tanya, because we learned in the brisa, Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, kishahalach abba chalafta itzel Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. When my father chalafta went to go learn by Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, right? Whole shaila here. How could Rabbi Yossi call his father by his first name? Rashi on Amud Bey says that chalafta is shem avav shel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi's father. How could he call by his first name? So some say that word was inserted later by other people. Rabbi Yossi never did that. He said, my father. Others say, if you give him the title first, you're allowed. Hey, Joe. My Joe said, who's Joe? It's my father. No. My father, Joe, that's somebody allowed. That's okay. Anyway, he went to Rabbi Yochanan Limato. Or Rabbi Yochanan Benuri Eitel Abba Chalafta. Or either way, he went to him. Amar Lo, listen to the following case. The halacha is that let's say you're living in a house, and someone says, who owns this house? You say, I do. How long have you been living here? I've been living here for 15 years. The halacha is, you have a document that you bought this house? It's not long of anything. The halacha is, we believe you own that house. Why? Because for 3 years you sat there uninterrupted, nobody said a word to you. You're not expected to keep a shtar forever. You have 3 years of living in a house, it's considered yours. Nobody can take the house away from you anymore, halachically. What if you have 2 edim say you sat there for 1 year? Then another 2 edim say you were here for a second year. And then another 2 edim say you were here for a third year. Is that good? Each pair of edim is testifying about 1 year. Combined, you have the necessary 3 years. But no one's testifying by themselves on 3 years. Is that called a chati davar? Says Rabbi Akiva, 100% it is. Okay, it's not good testimony. In other words, I could throw you out. I could throw you out. You don't have 3 years of... I say it's my house. You say, what do you mean? I've been living here for 3 years. Yeah, you have proof? Yeah. Those two say I was here for year one. Those two say I was here for year two. Those two say I was here for year three. You're going to say that? That's not proof. You're going to have to go to Bezdin now and fight it out. So, HaReisha Achol Shana Rishona B'fnei Shnayim. 2 edim say you sat there for 1 year. Shnia B'fnei Shnayim. The second year, another two Edim. Shlish is Bifnei Shnayim. The third year, another two Edim. Mahu. What's the halacha? Says Chalafta to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amalo, Harei Zechazaka. That works. They held it works. It works. Amalo, Af Ani Omer Kane. I also hold it works. Ella, Shabbi Akiva Cholik B'davar. Rabbi Akiva didn't agree with that. Shahir Rabbi Akiva Omer, Davar Velo Chati Davar. Just like in the case of the 3 years in the house, it's Chati Davar, so too over here. Two Edim testify, you stole it. Another two Edim testified, you were Tavach Umachar. Chati Davar. Chati Davar. No? Not really, why not? Why?
He's still chayiv if he's still chayiv for stealing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
One act, and the second act, which makes him chayiv more, is not like here by the case of the squatter, three consecutive years, right? So that's one thing.
Oh, so you're saying what Abaya is going to say right now? Amar Abaya, what are you talking about? Afilu tema Rabbi Akiva. I can even teach Rabbi Akiva. Milo modu Rabbi Akiva. Wouldn't Rabbi Akiva agree? Listen to this. Shnayim omrim kidesh. Two witnesses come and say that this woman, Rivka, got married. She got married. She's a married woman. They were at the chathana. They saw the wedding. They saw him give him the ring, right? They were home. They went home together that night. They married. Vishnayim omrim. And then two witnesses come and say, Baal. Rashi says it's a month later. It's a month later. Right, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they got married. Rosh Chodesh Iyar, two Edim come to Bezin and say, we saw Ruvain going together into a room with this Rivka, this married woman. She's married to someone else. Now, Afagaf, now, according to Rabbi Akiva, if, let's say you only have two different Edim testify on the Be'ila, it's Chatzi Davar? How do we know she's a married woman? Two other Edim said she's married? Right? Those two guys who saw this married woman walk into a room with a married man, with another man, they weren't at the chasra. How do they know she's married? All right, so Tosfos discusses after a certain number of years, a certain amount of time, that a couple is together, there's a presumption they're married. They're living in the same house, they drop off kid at carpool, there's a presumption you're married. But so we're not, that's a rash, a month later, so after a month, there's no such presumption after a month. After the 10 years, you're living in the house. The guy comes to shul with his wife every Shabbos. They have a bunch of kids running around in the house. There's a presumption they're married. Otherwise, we're not talking about such an extreme case. And they're married for 2 weeks, a month. Rashi says. So who knows they're married? So two Edom come and say, we saw this woman going together with this. She's a married woman. How do they know she's married? Two other Edom said she's married. Isn't that Chatzi Davar? Says Abaya. Nobody agrees. Nobody holds like that. Why not? Afagav the Edei Bia Srichol Edei Kedushin. Yes, the Edei Bia cannot testify that she was a married woman without the Edei Kedushin. You need to know she was married first, otherwise it's no Avera. I'm not saying it's not an Avera, to have relations with a single girl. It's not an Eshet Ish. She's not married. The Edei Bia for sure need the Edei Kedushin. Kivan, the Edei Kedushin, lo tzrichi Edei Bia, but they don't need them. The Edei Kedushin don't need the Edei Bia. Therefore, Davar Karina Bay. That's called a Davar. When the Edei Bia testify that she had relations with a married man, or she's a married woman, not with her husband, do we know that she's not married? We know she's married? Yeah, we know she's married. How do we know she's married? Two other Edim, that's not a Chati Davar. They're testifying about a Maisa's Nus. The fact that we know she's married, yeah, that can come from another source. Because the other way around, we don't need those two Edim. To testify that she's married, I need two Edim. It only works in one direction. If it only works in one direction, it's not called a Chati Davar. It's called a full davar. So too over here. Hachinami, here too. Afagav the Edei Tvicha. Tvicha le Edei Gneva. Yes. Do the Edei Tvicha need the Edei Gneva? Absolutely. Otherwise, maybe he's shucking his own animal. How do we know it's stolen? Right? Me, two guys are watching some guy shucked an animal. How do we know it's stolen? Yeah, I need those other Edei to establish it was a stolen animal. But given the Edei Gneva, lo tzrichi le Edei Tvicha, the other way around, you don't need them. Davar Krayna Bay. It's called a Davar. However, when it comes to the case of the 3 years in the house, each pair needs each other pair. Otherwise, you're not going to establish the 3 years. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva holds Chati Davar. Only in the case for the house he holds that way. Why? Because every pair needs every other pair. Here, every pair needs every other pair? No. I don't need Eidei Tzvicha to establish it's stolen. I don't need Eidei Bia to establish he's a married woman. Only goes in one direction. Only goes in one direction, it's fine. When do we say Chatzi Davar? When does Rabbi Akiva say Chatzi Davar? He says Chatzi Davar when each pair needs each other pair. With that, by the case of the 3 years. Now, the Rabbanon, who argued on Rabbi Akiva, there's Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, all these people, they argued on Rabbi Akiva. Dave, you look puzzled. They argue on Rabbi Akiva, they hold that the case of the 3 years is not Chatzi Davar. They hold it's not Chatzi Davar. Why do they hold it's not Chatzi Davar? Seems to make good logical sense. That is Chatzi Davar, no? We're going to discuss that in a minute. But the Rabbanon, Hai Davar, V'lo Chatzi Davar, L'mutei Mai. What do they do with the Chatzi, what to them is a Chatzi Davar? If the house of the 3 years is not a Chatzi Davar, for whatever reason, we'll explain in a minute, what is a Chatzi Davar? What's a Chatzi Davar then? Says the Gemara, L'mutei, for the following case. In order for a man or a woman to be considered halachic adult, they need two things. Besides years, they have to be either 12 or 13, they also need two sires. Then the Gemara picks a woman. I don't know why, but the Gemara picks a woman. Now, let's say you have two Edim. Echad Omer, Echad Begaba. One says, I saw one hair on her back. The Echad Omer, Echad Bekresa. And another one says, I saw one hair on her front, on her stomach. It means in the private area, low down in the private area. Once I saw one hair, and once I saw another hair. Right? Hi, so that's the Chatzi Davar.
That's splitting the
thing. Oh, so the Gemara says, Hi Chatzi Davar? That's not Chatzi Davar. Chatzi Edus who? It's Chatzi Edus. You don't even have two Edim giving testimony on anything. One says one hair, one says another hair. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elam would say the following. Shnayim Omrim Echad Begaba. Two Edim come and say, two Edim said we saw one hair on the back. Shnayim Omrim Echad Bekresa. And two Edim come and say we saw one hair on the front. Two people said he lived in the house for 1 year, and two people said he lived for another year. Do we combine them? No. Right? So two. Two people said they saw one hair. Two people saw another hair. They didn't see the other hair. Neither cat saw the other hair. So what do we have? Hari Omri Katanahi, Hari Omri Katanahi. They say she's a katana, and they say she's a katana. Can we combine the two hairs and make her into a gadola? No. Why? Chatzi Davar. What's the difference between the case of the hairs and the case of the 3 years? Why do the Chachamim hold that the case of the hairs is a Chatzi Davar and the case of the house is not a Chatzi Davar? Why? What's the difference? Yeah?
If by hair, you have to have them together? Is that considered
shit? You don't need them together.
You know?
No. You don't need them together. They have to be in the private area. You can't have one hair on her toe and one hair on her finger.
Right.
They have to be in the private area. They are. We're talking the private area, but they only saw the back and they saw the front.
But the back is also...
Yeah, because it's down below where it's considered private area. So assuming, yeah. So, but they only saw the back. They didn't see the front. So why is that good? Why is that called a Chatzi Davar? But the Chachamim agreed, the Chachamim held, that in the case of the 3 years, it's not called a Chatzi Davar. It's called a full Davar. What's the difference? Four answers. Ready? The Rif says as follows. The fact that you testify about 1 year, that has mashmos on itself. That has legs on its own. The problem is, it's not enough. I need more edim to give me the other 2 years. Testifying about one hair is nothing. A lot of girls, the Rif assumed, the Gemara even assumed it, a lot of girls have one hair. You testified about one hair, to testify that the girl's alive. That's not Edus. There's nothing. It's not even Edus. It's mamish nothing. You testified about a truism. We testified that she's alive. Shkayak, she's alive. Testify we have one hair. Big deal. Testify that they've been living in the house for a year, it's very significant. The only problem is it's not enough. If I have two other Edim, I'll combine it. That's not Chatzi Davar. Testify she has one hair, it's not even Edim. It's Chatzi, it's nothing. It's half, it's nothing. That's the Rif's answer. No, you don't like it?
No.
What?
Why is it nothing?
It's nothing because it's a commonality. No, but they only testified about one here. Yeah, but then, two other Eidim come and testify about another here?
They only saw one. Maybe there's a second one.
But they didn't give Eidus on it. We need Eidus. That's the Rif's answer. The Tosafot says, difficult answer. Tosfos and the Baal HaBa'or give the following answer. Eidus on 3 years, the only problem with Eidus on 3 years is if you give Eidus on 1 year, you know what the problem is? There's no problem with the Eidus. There's only problem with the Zman that you're testifying about. You're only testifying about 1 year. That's the only problem. Right? It's good testimony. It's important testimony. It's valid testimony. Yeah. The problem is they didn't give it about enough years. That's the only problem. Otherwise, it's good. But, by the case of the Shtei Thyros, right? Two Eidim walking at the same time. Another two Eidim walking at the same time. Each Kat is testifying about incompleteness. Right? Kat al-Mi'idirak al-Sayir achas yesh chisaron be'edusam. There's a chesaron here. Shelo ro'u et ha'sayir ha'shniyah. They didn't see the second hair. They're distinguishing between a deficiency in time, which is not considered a deficiency, and a deficiency in the actual testimony. That's considered a deficiency. That's Tosfos and the Baal HaMa'or. The Ramban vehemently disagrees with this. The Ramban says that if that's true, the issue isn't chatzi davar. The issue is that we think you're a liar. That's the issue. In other words, we just don't trust you. That's not chatzi davar. We just don't trust you. Says the Or Sameach, that's exactly what Tosfos holds. The fact, the reason why chatzi davar is a problem is because we can't trust you. That's exactly the point. But the Ramban had a different answer. The Ramban says, the Ramban said as follows. Let's assume, for argument's sake, two Eidim come and testify about 1 year. And there's no other Eidim. There's no other Eidim. All we have is 1 year. Is that significant? Says Ramban, 100%. Because the real owner is going to say, what were you doing in my house for a year? I went to try out Aliyah for a year. I went to Israel for a year to see if I'm going to like it there. I come back and I say, you're here for a year. Two Eidim say you were here for the year. You owe me now all the rent, and you lived in my house. You have to pay me now. Who let you live here? Right? The Eidus is extremely valid. It's extremely important, says the Ramban. It's going to make you pay money. Eidus about one here? It's nothing. It's nothing. That's why they'll hold that two Eidim on 1 year is not a chatzi davar. It's significant in its own right. It's going to require... We're going to go to Din Torah now. I was away for a year. I come back and you're living in my house. You have the chutzpah to bring Eidim to say it. Right? It's my house. I'm going to take you to bed and you're going to pay me for that year. That's why it's very, very relevant. Two Eidim at one hair, it's mamash nothing. And the last answer is from the Rimi Gash. Is what you said before. You need two hairs in one makom. That's what Rimi Gash holds. I don't know halachah l'maaseh. I don't know how we paskin about this. The doctors could get involved in it. You know, we don't go simcha. You know, we don't go down this road. We don't look at hair. We don't check. Maybe for women they do. I don't know. You know, come, but he has to be in one makom. So the whole thing doesn't get off the ground. You said over in the front, and they said in the back. That's nothing, right? It's nothing. It's not even in the same makom. It wouldn't apply. Okay. I don't know. Okay, next. Ganav u'mochar b'Shabbos. Now, what did we say? We said if you steal on Shabbos, what's the halacha? You are potter. You're chayef to pay. Why? Because there's no inherent problem. There's no inherent aveira. There's no inherent aveira in what? In stealing or selling an item on Shabbos. I v'atanya potter. We have another braisa elsewhere that says you are potter to pay because you're going to get misa for that. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, no. Ki tanya hahi, you know when yichayiv, the potter, you're potter on paying because you're going to get killed. But Amar lo, where the you You're next to your neighbor, and you peer over his fence, and you say to him on Shabbos afternoon, "Would you like to buy this animal?" He says, "Yeah, I would." There's no aver in that. Not that midaraisa. You say, "No, you're going to give me $1,000?" He says, "No, you know what? You could cut off some grapes, cut off some dates. That'll be your payment." So you say, "Oh, excellent. When you cut off the dates, you clinch the sale, and you're over the Isser of Ketira. You cut off something off the ground. So therefore, the sale and the Isser Shabbos happen at the same moment." Kimlai Midrabmine. Omar Lo, the guy tells you, "Akot te'ena mite'enasi." Cut off a date from my date patch. "V'tiknilach, v'tiknili gnivu seich." And that'll clinch the deal of the stolen item. Therefore, Yimachal Shabbos. Amri, wait a minute. That can't be true. You know why? Because kivon de katavile kamon bedina. Let's say you cut off the date and then you don't deliver the animal. You run away. And now the guy comes to take you to Bezdin and says, "You know, Bezdin, you know what this guy did? He had a stolen animal. He tried to sell it to me on Shabbos. He offered to sell it to me. I gave him the date and he didn't deliver the animal." Will Bezdin turn to the guy and say, "No, give him the animal"? Of course Bezdin will not do that. Lo amrinan lezil shalim. Bezdin's not going to say, "Go pay him." You know why? Because he's chayav misa. Whether or not he delivers the animal is irrelevant. You chayav misa for that. You cut off a date on Shabbos. Bemezid. You chayav misa for that. So since there's never going to be a payment, the question doesn't get off the ground. Ha mechira nami, lav mechira. It's not a mechira. Why is it not a mechira? Because you get misa for that. There's no mechira. El Amar of Papa, a different case. But Omer Lo, where you say, Zerok Gnuva Seich Lechatzerai. Throw the animal into my chatzer. Throw it in. V'tikni Lai B'Gnuva Seich. And then I will acquire it by you throwing it. You're in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin. It's a little goat. You're going to pick it up and throw it into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. That's transferring an item. Dalat Amos and Dalat Amos. That's transferring an item from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabin. There's an aver in that. Now, kiman, that can only go like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the Amar who said, kluta kimisha hunchadamya. If something is frozen, something is caught in airspace, it's as if it's resting. So when I throw the item, the minute I throw it into the airspace, it's as if it's resting, then your chayiv, now if it's in my airspace, it's also the kinyan of chatzar gets it. So the kinyan of chatzar and the itzer of Shabbos come at the same moment. Not everyone holds that could be a kiva. Something in the airspace is considered already resting.
The Mishnah goes into
his airspace. Right, it goes into his airspace. It's already considered as if it's resting. So the itzer Shabbos and the kinyan happen at the exact same second. But if you don't hold like Rabbi Akiva, the ikirabanan kiva de matyo lechatzar beso kana. The minute it goes into the airspace, the kinyan happens. But the Indian Shabbos lo machayr hatamad la'ara. Shabbos has to rest on the ground. Has to be a hanacha. Has to drop on the ground. So the isser kav, the kinyan happens first. The isser Shabbos happens a second later, not at the same moment. If it's not at the same moment, we don't say kim lebed rab mine. What's the answer?
Why do you consider the kinyan begin with? It's stolen
ice. So we then we have to say that there's yayosh, shinu rishus, those we had those for the past week. Now, but Omer, so the Gemara answers, no, but Omer, lo tikni li genuva zei chachet tanuach. I don't want this to happen until it rests. I don't want the kinyan to kick in until it rests. That's what you say. Therefore, happens at the same moment. Rava Omar, Rava says, no, lo olam, kamer barachama. Really? It's like Rami barachama's pshat. Rami barachama was talking about the case of the te'enim. We had a problem. It's not a valid kinyan. It's not a valid kinyan. Why is it not a valid kinyan? Because you're getting misa. It's not a valid mechira. No. Listen to this. Es nan asr Torah. You're not allowed to have relations with a woman and then pay her a fee, and then that fee will be used for a carbon. Right? Afilu bo'al imo. Even if it's your own mother. Now, if you have relations with your mother, besides the fact that carbon can't go to the mizbeach, you're going to get misa if you have relations with your mother. Right? Now, if itavale kaman bedina, let's say she takes you to bed and she says, "Hey, son, you never paid me for that." Mi amrinan le kum havle? Is Bezdin going to say, "No, son, pay your mother"? Bet is not going to say that. Why not? Because Esnan, Ela Afal Ga, because Esnan, it's an Esnan, it's an Avera, it's getting Misa. They're going to take him out in chains. Ela Afal Ga Tichika Tavale Bedina. What if she grabbed it? What if she grabbed it? Lo Amrinan Le, we would not say, Zil Havla, go pay her, or go, she has to give it back. Kivan Dechiyavla, Havay Esnan. Hachanami, here too, Afal Ga Tichashlumin, regarding payment. E Tavale Bedina, come on, Lo Amrinan Le, Zil Shlim. Afilu hachi, nevertheless, kivan de kamakni lay bahachi havi mechira. Had he been makna it, it would have been a valid sale. In other words, we can't enforce the sale. We can't enforce such a sale. But if the guy would go ahead and take the animal, could we force the animal to go back? Absolutely not. If the mother, we can't enforce the son to pay the mother. Why not? Because he's getting mitzvah for that. But if she went ahead and grabbed his animal? She went ahead and grabbed it. Can the son get the animal back? No. Why? Rashi says because Medina Shemayim he owes her the money. Medina Shemayim he owes her the money. Why? It was agreed upon service. Unbelievable to think of such a thing. That's what Rashi says. Medina Shemayim you have to pay. Medina Torah, that's a whole discussion. That Kim Lebe Derabine, you still really owe the money. Okay, burn that guy's house on Shabbos, you really owe him the money. But what's the answer? He's not allowed to collect it. So what if he went ahead and grabbed all the money? He knows Bezin's going to kill the guy. I'm never going to get my house back. I'll go steal everything from him. You might be allowed to do that. See, he could do it. The mother takes away the Esnan payment. She's entitled to it. The guy takes the animal from the sale, on the Shabbat sale, with the cutting off the figs. He's entitled to it. Can't get it back. Therefore, it's a good sale. Not a good sale. It can't be taken back. It's enough of a good sale that there'll be that it'll be a good mechira, and therefore, that's how we could answer the Shaila. Okay, I wanted to discuss about shooting an arrow in public with the Dalaramas, but we'll start off with that tomorrow. About we have a Gemara in Ksuvah that if you shoot an arrow at somebody and you rip his shirt in the street, we say Tzchai Yichayev. Why? You're not chayev on the shirt. Well, I don't remember. We'll do it tomorrow. But the shirt and how the Kimlei with Rabbeinu will work there and how it will work over here. Everyone have a good day. We will resume tomorrow.